Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Good morning and welcome to another day in paradise. Absolutely going to be gorgeous. Chilly start, but mid-70s later on. I'm loving it. Good morning and welcome. Hour number two begins on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's 7:07 right now. Your time check. Brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Some of your top stories: Israel launching attacks in Gaza versus Hamas. Several different deals, offers, all kinds of things being made to Hamas, and they weren't accepting anything. It was time to move, and that's exactly what Bibi Netanyahu and IDF has done. And this, a lot of this was via... from the air, but they're not ruling out boots on the ground, and so you can probably look for that coming up. Also, big story, the astronauts are being rescued. They're on their way home. That is great news, and they were very thankful to both President Trump and Elon Musk. So, gee, I hope that doesn't end with lefties protesting their rescue, but can't put anything past these bozos, right?
Not a bit.
Yep. Also, a very important local story, the most important one right now, is the search for two 16-year-old girls who went missing yesterday sometime after 4 p.m. near Cedar Key. They were both on a single black and white paddleboard. And you've got everybody from Levy County Sheriff's Office to FWC to the Coast Guard and... At First Light, a ton of volunteers, I understand, are going to take, you know, private craft. And everybody's going to be on the lookout for these girls, two 16-year-old girls. And we pray for their safe rescue. It's this kind of thing, well, pulls a community together, but it can also be very devastating. So we pray for those involved and those who, you know, might know these young ladies personally. But keep the faith, keep hope alive. Anything is possible, and we hope that these girls are going to be okay. So you've got those things going on as part of our top stories. You've got the Florida Gators' first game in the bracketology, if you will. Their first game is Friday, 6:50 p.m. versus Norfolk State. And so go Gators, looking forward to that. Everybody get a chance to get some corned beef, cabbage, and celebrate St. Patrick's Day? I hope you did. I got to tell you, out in my neck of the woods and a little Irish pub that we frequent, It's a Stones out there anyway in Keystone. Wow. I've never seen it that crowded before. I mean, they have like a, well, I would call it like an overflow parking lot, which they use like a row of it, right. Maybe, uh-huh. Often on the weekends. That whole thing was full.
I thought you were going to say, I've never seen so many Irish people in my life.
People were definitely into it. It wasn't, yeah, yeah they were funny. Wearing the green hats, all kinds of stuff. And so it really was very celebratory. They had a great band, and I got to find out the name of the band, because they were impressive. They're doing like Heard It Through the Grapevine in a really, and just a smooth, funky way. Mm-hmm. And then the guy goes into Pink Floyd, but he's using his saxophone.
Really?
I don't know that I've heard it like that before, but they hit it out of the park. Man, they had up tunes and
that's good. Yeah, but you know, you just sometimes you find real gems in the whole world of local bands sometimes, and you're like, man, the world needs to know about these guys or gals.
Exactly. And they were you could tell they were actually having a good time. They were into what they were doing.
Yeah.
And speaking of musicians and stuff, remember the Youngbloods? They really were like a one-hit wonder. And this is their one hit, if you remember this. Man, I thought that was going to be the post.
Yes, so did I.
Love is but a song we sing.
Missed it by that much.
Fears we will die.
That's lead singer Jesse Colin Young.
You can make the mountains ring. Oh, make the angels cry.
He passed away. 83 years old, Sunday.
83, wow.
Though the bird is on the wing, and you may not know why.
But this was like 1967, though.
The hook is coming.
Yeah.
Come on, people now. Smile on your brother. Everybody get together. Try to love one another right now.
I always liked that song.
Well, in Vietnam era. So but think about the words and
bringing
context,
people
too.
Together.
Yes.
Some may come and some may go.
Good stuff. But he's passed away at the age of 83. They really were a one-hit wonder. But he was touring, I think, in the mid, still 2000s, 2007, something like that. Jesse Colin Young. But that was the only one to ever crack the top 40. But it was a good one indeed. Come on, people now. Smile on your brother. Everybody get together and love one another right now.
Even Elon Musk and Donald Trump.
Oh, you mean you have to love them?
Oh, I think if you're going to be, you know, fair about love, you know.
Well, I mean, I love them. I'm not a hater to begin with.
No, not at all.
But we're not lefties.
Well, there's that.
Oh, listen to this. Apparently, there were as many as 18 people from the Secret Service guarding Hunter Biden, part of his detail. 18.
What? He doesn't need a bunch of people. Really? Who's after Hunter Biden these days? Seriously?
I don't know. Maybe a cocaine dealer he has money to.
Oh,
yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, somebody.
Some hooker he hasn't paid yet.
Somebody who bought a piece of his artwork that's not worth anything.
And wants their money back.
Uh-huh.
It could be. But President Donald Trump heard about this. And then it turns out that Ashley Biden had 13 agents on her security.
Oh, my goodness. Come on.
Detail. Yeah. So President Donald Trump announced that Hunter Biden, currently vacationing in South Africa, would no longer receive Secret Service protection. I wonder if he was interested in the diamond business.
Ooh, he's been in everything else. So maybe he's going to end up on a board somewhere.
I can tell you.
You know, Biden family business has enough money for their own protection. Come on.
But do they?
Yeah.
You know, that's the interesting thing is, you know, Biden and his family and all that he's done through how many years? Like 50 years?
Yeah.
I mean, really, when all things are considered, it doesn't appear they've amassed really that much. I mean, if you're going to sell out your country, it just seems like it would take a little bit more than that for the average person.
But don't you think they'd probably keep a lot of it hidden? It's not being flaunted.
Yeah, that's probably true, yeah. You know, but that's why they have all those different little shell companies that they play little shell games with. Hunter Biden has had Secret Service protection for an extended period of time, all paid for by the United States taxpayer, Trump posted. There are as many as 18 people on his detail, which is ridiculous. He is currently vacationing in, of all places, South Africa, where the human rights of people has been strenuously questioned. Because of this, South Africa has been taken off our list of countries receiving economic and financial assistance. Please be advised that effective immediately, Hunter Biden will no longer receive Secret Service protection. Likewise, Ashley Biden, who has 13 agents, will be taken off the list.
Well, the lefties didn't want Trump to have protection after he was done with his first, you know, stint as president, so they can't say anything, and he was the president.
Former president is much bigger than the son of a president.
Uh-huh.
Does that bug you that he was getting like 18 in his detail? Yeah.
Yes.
Now it's your turn. What's bugging you? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. What's bugging you? Call in now, 877-975-9825. What's bugging you is next on 97.3 The Sky.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed, because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's going to be another awesome day. Welcome, my friends. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and it is time for a feature we call What's Bugging You? An opportunity for you to call in, air it out, get it off your chest, and hopefully feel better. It's brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Don't be one of those, but don't be shy either. Call in 877-975-9825 and two-stroke. What's bugging you?
Well, I love Florida Pest Control. First of all, that's the company our family always used in Florida. But I feel those two girls that disappeared in off the coast of Cedar Key reminds me of a childhood tragedy where my best friend, when I was racing motocross and grew up with, I moved away. In 6 months, I come back, and he had accidentally hung himself with his little nephew on Halloween playing like a hangman out of his closet. And when he jumped out of the closet, the belt caught on something on the door jamb and hung him. And I came back 6 months later. You know, this is before cell phones, and you only had a landline, and found out that he had passed away, and that was probably one of the most crushing days of my life. So it's just a reminder for everybody out there that you never know when you're going to go, and you have to live every day like it's your last.
Yeah, well, and treat others as though you may not see them again. That's an important lesson. Let's go to Phil. Good morning. What's bugging you?
What's bugging me in the area of Wildwood, which I pass through a couple times a week, they've been putting up this housing development, and honestly, it looks like a CCC camp or Auschwitz barracks or a migrant work camp. Rows and rows of gray houses, every one of them identical, zero lot lines, and no streets between the houses. They must have a common parking lot. It is absolutely gross, unless you want to make a concentration camp movie. You got the set ready to go. That's what's bugging me.
I've seen some of those, and I had the same feeling. It's like, really? Would you? Is that like, oh, that's the warm and fuzzy place you want to go home to? I've seen some of those around.
You'd be surprised how they could spruce it up with maybe some trees and stuff.
Yeah, or how about maybe more than one drab color, and they all, yeah, they all look rows of the same thing? Yeah, I get it.
877-975-9825. Call in now for what's bugging you. Along the same lines, I see this trend of people painting their houses like black. I don't get it. It's not working in at least 98% that I've seen. Maybe some can pull it off. It doesn't work for me, but, you know, paint your house whatever color you want. But
I have not seen that black.
Yeah, black.
Really?
Yeah, I've seen it kind of trending, and hopefully that trend is over.
Gray was big for a few years, but that's going the wrong direction.
Let's go to Joe. What's bugging you?
Yeah, I'm going to ricochet off what that gentleman just said. I work in the construction end of it down here in the villages, but the part that's really bugging me, and it's not only the villages, but Florida's like becoming a slab of concrete. I mean, if you travel up and down the turnpike or whatever, that's all you see is buildings and homes and plazas, and it's like they're taking away the prettiness of Florida. Everything's under construction. That's what's bugging me, guys.
Yeah, but there are people that have been here for years that said the same thing before, like, my parents moved here. Mm-hmm. Oh, this used to all be woods or whatever. Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Ironic.
And then once we move in, we go, hey, that all over there used to be woods, man. Get out of here.
That's funny.
I mean,
yeah, it's true.
What are you going to do?
Yeah, it's going to grow.
Yeah. Good morning, Mike. What's bugging you? Mike, you there? Did I not hit it? Good morning, Mike. What's bugging you?
Okay.
No, there's not no one there.
Yep.
I know someone's here. Good morning, Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. Yeah, it sounds like Los Angeles International Airport. It's always under construction. But what's bugging me is every day, nearly every day, it's the Arab-Israeli thing at the top of the headlines. They've been fighting, and I know who the instigator is. They've been fighting since I was in college. They've been fighting since I was in elementary school. It's just getting sickening hearing about it all the time. Can't we all just get along? Thanks, guys.
Yeah, apparently not. Wouldn't that be nice? Good morning, Tony. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning. This is everybody's reminder that the same people are running around calling Trump and Elon Musk Nazis. They're the ones 3.5 years ago that were forcing people to take shots. If you didn't get the shots, you'd lose your job. If you spoke out against any type of the mandates, you were deemed conspiracy theorists, you were segregated, you were told you can't even go and have Thanksgiving with your family, you were forced to wear a mask, you had to walk one way in an aisle, and they even had to show papers, you had to show vaccines. In some cases, they put them in camps, they arrested you on the spot. So just remember, they are who they say they call you. Thanks, Bob.
Yeah, right. Great. I like how you laid that out. Good morning, Mike. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, guys. Can you all hear me now?
Yes, go ahead.
Right on. Just a quick question, if you guys can help me out. I've been hearing so much about how Iran, don't let Iran have a nuclear warhead or bomb or whatever. You know, Iran isn't, it's not exactly the size of Hawaii. That's a huge country. How do we know that they don't have one already stashed somewhere? You know, that's what's bugging me, guys. Thank you.
Hmm. That's a good point. Yeah, they've been working underground for a long time, and we try to get as much intel as we can. It's difficult, you know. It's kind of what we call a closed-off country. So, yeah, it is possible.
A scary thought, although I think they would want the world to know if they had one. I don't think they'd want to be. I don't think they'd be sneaky about it. I think they'd be arrogant to make sure that we knew they had one and they were a superpower kind of thing.
Like they would send us like a rocket pick.
Hmm.
Like people send other picks.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Oh,
look how big my nuclear rocket is.
Yeah, it's bigger than yours. It could be.
Okay.
Could be. I don't know.
Easy, Tiger.
I don't know. It's the Iranians. I don't know.
That's what she said. 728 on the Bob Rose Show. Thank you for participating in What's Bugging You. Coming up, Trump and Putin talking. That's a good thing. Details on the way. 97.3, The Sky.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Some people follow the rules, I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning and welcome. It's a Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling. It is also the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's 7:34, and your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Our top local story for sure is waiting and hoping. The two 16-year-old girls who went missing after going paddleboarding near Cedar Key yesterday, we hope they will be found. The search will, now that light has broken, will begin in a big, big way, although they were definitely searching yesterday. And you had Levy County Sheriff's Office, Marine Unit, the FWC, and the Coast Guard all searching by water and air. So, of course, our prayers are that these two 16-year-old girls who are on a single paddleboard, a black and white paddleboard they were sharing when they were last seen around 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon, we hope that they will be found alive. And maybe we'll get some positive news soon. That's the hope of the day for sure. President Trump is going to speak with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Oh, that's right. Doesn't Trump work for him?
Well, he's a puppet, you know.
Isn't he like,
he's a puppet.
Isn't he a shill for the state? Doesn't he work for the Kremlin? The whole billionaire thing is just a cover. The whole thing.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. All those for decades.
Yeah.
Even before Putin was in power.
Oh, yeah, man.
That's amazing.
He's been groomed. He's been groomed by the KGB from birth. He was actually a test tube baby.
Ask Adam Schiff.
He was raised by the commies. He is a plant.
Right.
Yeah.
And then at the right time, you know, they're asleep, just like a sleeper cell.
Yep.
He was a sleeper billionaire.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, who knew?
Yeah.
You know, you say that facetiously, but Adam Schiff would believe that.
Oh, he would say there's irrefutable proof.
and he has it. Yeah, but he never shows anything.
Now, Melania, on the other hand, she really could be a Russian asset.
It's true. She speaks like, what, 5 or 7 languages or something like that?
And she looks like a sexy spy you'd see on 007.
And she can travel around the world and nobody would stop her from coming anywhere in the world.
Yeah.
I mean, the country she wants to go.
Yeah.
I think you've discovered something here, Bob. Watch it. We'll hear that on like some news later today.
Yeah, right. No, on a serious note. Trump and Putin are going to speak sometime today. That is absolutely a big deal, unless you like war. And, of course, the left, anything associated with Trump, will be bad. So peace is bad now in the minds and eyes of the lefties. Peace is bad. War is good. That's how upside down things are now.
So peace is bad.
Mm-hmm.
Electric cars are bad if they're made by Tesla.
Of course.
But everybody else's are okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, all right. Just making sure the rules are always changing on us here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that SpaceX rocket.
Oh, bringing astronauts back? That's bad.
Oh, yeah.
That's bad.
You've got lefty protesters already trying to get a ride on Greenpeace boats.
So they can be out there.
So they can go out there and protest
Absolutely.
The splashdown.
I hope it lands on them. Did I say that out loud?
Man, there are some kooky, crazy people.
They really are wacky.
Yeah.
And they called us weird?
I mean, and I'm a knucklehead at times, but it's always been to do the best I can.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we're the weird ones.
We're the weird ones.
Interesting. All right, so hopefully something will come to fruition of these talks and we'll stop killing each other. As President Trump stated, thousands of young soldiers and others are being killed. Each week brings 2,500 soldier deaths from both sides, and it must end now. I look very much forward to the call with President Putin. Some points of discussion could involve territorial concessions by Kyiv and control of the nuclear power plant that is right there in that area. The Trump administration has been working on a deal to end the 3-year war. And so we push forward. And the guy who wrote the book on the art of the deal is going to be part of the deal. And I think he's going to make a deal happen. Also happening today, 80,000 pages of the JFK files will be released. Now, before we get too excited or whatever the emotion would be.
Sure.
I thought we released a bunch of Epstein stuff, but I haven't seen anything of you. Well, did I miss the whole thing? Maybe I was at bike week and I missed it.
I don't know that it actually got, quote, released. Some initial things came out that were like much ado about nothing. And then that's when they found out that FBI, was it Atlanta or somebody, was holding on to a whole bunch of stuff.
New York. It was
York.
Actually that's, FBI field so, office New York.
Yeah, because she went after
because Pam Bondi.
Yeah.
Bondi.
Yeah.
Bondi.
And so,
bondage.
I knew you were going there. And so I think that they were still waiting on that, if I'm not mistaken. To get all that stuff. But there was like a deadline for that, I thought. Now that I say that.
Look, you're either going to expose the truth or not. If you're going to redact or pull documents or hold things back, that's not the same thing, is it?
Right.
And it's not a good look. I get it, but the left is going to take advantage of that. So we'll see, but yeah.
The first phase of stuff was released like February 27th.
But I don't recall anything that was stuff we didn't already pretty much know or presume.
Yeah.
All right. So releasing these 80,000 pages supposedly today, what is that really going to mean?
And Trump was saying, yeah, don't be redacting a whole bunch of stuff either. So we'll see if that holds true.
Well, as he said, I've instructed my people that are responsible, lots of different people put together by Tulsi Gabbard. We have a tremendous amount of paper. You've got a lot of reading. The president started. I don't believe we're going to redact anything. I said, just don't redact. You can't redact. But we are going to be releasing the JFK files. Wow. Well, if they really don't redact,
That could be
it. Could be anything in there.
Oh, my goodness. Well, the whole point of you're going to have a lot of reading was a response from a reporter. I think you said, so are you going to put together a report for us, basically, you know, a consensus of what it all says? He's like, basically read it yourself. It's a lot of pages.
Well, that's the thing, because that's what happens if you allow an agency to kind of do that. Yes. Oh, we're going to boil it all down and give you a summary.
Their summary.
Well, yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it is better to release all the documents. And, you know, the folks in the media and others that are interested, other interested parties can scour through all of it. Yep. Trump noted that during his presidential campaign, he had promised to release documents relating to the assassination of JFK. Of course, that took place Dallas, Texas, November 22nd, 1963. And here we are this many years later, finally getting the truth out of what's supposed to be a government for and by and of the people.
And just think of all the speculation, the movies, the documentaries, the wild, crazy stories that have come out of that because of the lack of knowledge.
Russia. The mob, the gold standard, CIA,
FBI,
FBI,
yeah,
NBC. Oh, no.
Well, it could have been. Endless list.
There really is. So, again, it's interesting.
Cubans.
If we really, Bay of Pigs. Payback.
Well, unions. Hey, here's one for you, LBJ. He did not like JFK. He did not like him at all.
Yeah, they were different.
He was only brought in to bring in, you know, the Texas vote for one. And again, we got to remember JFK was a Catholic. That was not acceptable so much. We laugh at that now. That was kind of controversial in the early 60s.
You got a guy from Massachusetts where you parked a car.
then you got a big old Texas.
Texas man who wore a big old 10-gallon hat.
He was a character.
They were different.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely different. Right?
So
do you think, what do you think the timetable is before see anything that's, you can really kind of put the pieces together? You think it'll be 2 weeks?
I don't know.
2 weeks, something?
If the stuff comes out, you're going to have people putting teams on it, I would hope, just scouring through it, trying to figure out what's in there. I'm sure they could do some searches for keywords, like names, organizations, countries, like you said.
I wonder if they could feed that all into AI.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And get it to spit out. At least a preliminary report.
Because, if you look for certain things, it can put all that together.
Yeah. I mean, it does everything so much faster.
Yeah.
Former Republican Congressman Adam Kinzinger. He's Liz Cheney without the skirt, or I'm not even sure about that. But anyway,
we don't know.
He was on CNN, of course, because he's former Republican congressman. I'd say former Republican and former congressman.
Yeah.
Anyway, he made this threat to President Trump. He said he would crush Donald Trump in court if the Justice Department brought charges against him for his work on the January 6th committee.
I'm sure Trump's shaking in his expensive shoes.
Well, Jake Tapper said, you were pardoned. You didn't ask for a pardon. It was preemptive, just in case the DOJ does go after you. So, what are you worried about? Well, he's worried about it because auto sign.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Was it really Biden?
Right.
Did they go through the proper procedures with this and these very important documents?
So can Trump make those non-legit?
We shall see.
Mm-hmm.
It is 7:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and the Bob Rose Show podcast is available wherever you normally get your podcast. Download it, click on subscribe, and you'll never miss a minute of the show. 97.3 The Sky. It is 7:50, 10 minutes till 8 o'clock. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's also Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling. And, you know, what is the deal with these documents that give people pardons? That's pretty important documentation. Well, apparently, when President Trump put out a post on Sunday night, he declared the pardons from Biden to a lot of folks void, vacant, and of no further force or effect because of the fact that they were done by auto pen, which, you know, is like an automatic click the box and it's considered a signature. It does become an issue because I think everyone agrees that, well, maybe not everyone, but most people agree that President Biden certainly was cognitively impaired. So what is going to happen? The question was brought up by a reporter, CNN's Caitlin Collins, and she was asking Caroline Levitt about it. She said Trump was begging the question that I think a lot of journalists in this room should be asking about whether or not the former president of the United States, who I think we can finally agree was cognitively impaired, I know it took people some time to finally admit it, but we all know that to be true. We all know that to be true, as evidenced by his disastrous debate performance against President Trump during the campaign. I digress on that, but the president was raising the point that did the president, Biden, even know about these pardons? Was his legal signature used without his consent or knowledge?
Wow.
And if so, were there other documents that possibly somebody else was kind of privy to taking care of, quote unquote?
Well, how many times do we have that discussion? Who was running
really
the show?
Fully, yeah.
I mean, it's almost like they were, the staff was on autopilot, but at some level, and a lot of folks still go back to Obama, somebody had to still be pulling the strings.
Caroline Levitt cited a report in the New York Post that said, there are Biden officials from the previous White House who raised those questions and wondered if the president was even consulted about his legally binding signature being signed onto documents. And Caroline Levitt called on all the reporters to investigate the matter. Oh, investigate something against a Democrat? Oh, really?
It's a great theory.
Oh, I think it's a question that everybody in this room should be looking into, because certainly that would propose perhaps criminal or illegal behavior if staff members were signing the President of the United States autograph without his consent. And the CNN reporter responded by saying Biden is on the record talking about issuing preemptive pardons to these people. But was he aware of his signature being used on every single pardon? That's a question you should ask the Biden White House. Asked if there was evidence to that, Levitt told the CNN reporter, you're a reporter, you should find out. Yeah, it's true. But again, if they're not interested in it, if it doesn't serve their ideology or agenda, they're not so motivated, it would appear, right?
Not so much, no.
Davis, Gainesville, Chevrolet Skylines, and Phil, good morning. What's up?
What's up? I think is you can find the proof of who was running the White House during Biden's cognitive decline. If you look at the guest pass at Obama's residence, and the proof of the pudding will be, let's see when Biden lists his D.C. house for sale. That shows that the end of the Obama era is in fact. And that's what I think is really who was running the White House was. The third term of Obama.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, look, we know that somebody had to be keeping some semblance of order and making decisions, because I think it was painfully clear to most people that Biden wasn't necessarily capable of it. Not, I'm sure he had flashes of times where his cognition was better than other times, but I'm sure it was consistently inconsistent, and that is difficult to deal with on a world that operates on, you know, literally a minute by minute, how decisions are made and important things that are happening around the world, let alone domestically. So, yeah, the auto pen thing is, it's an interesting question, right? It is 7:55 on the Bob Rose Show, and I want to remind everybody that the 6th Annual Appreciation Dinner for Soldiers Freedom Outdoors, that is coming up April 26th, and it's going to be at the World Equestrian Center. So if you think it's good work, healing the hidden wounds of war, then please support Soldiers Freedom Outdoors. They're not a large organization, although they do serve a lot of veterans in the community. But your help definitely would be needed and appreciated. Maybe, you know, corporate company sponsorships of tables and stuff like that. This is going to be a great event for a great cause. I hope you can make it. April 26th, Soldiers Freedom Outdoors. For more information, simply go to soldiersfreedomoutdoors.org. And other than that, hopefully I'll see you there on April 26th at the World Equestrian Center for Soldiers Freedom Outdoors. Coming up, what is going on with the Department of Justice? I'll explain next.